You're listening to a Sunlife podcast. We pray you'll be blessed with the teaching of God's word. For more sermons, visit sunlife.org.au.
Is the mic on? Yeah, good. I've already been introduced. I'm a little bit sort of nervous because I've never in a church in Western Australia, let alone Perth, shared, usually with small groups in India, where we're from. I'd just like to start by saying to Pastor Bin, I'm going to try and stick. Have you got the clock going? Yeah, you have. 40, I think it's there, 10:40. Okay. I just want to base what I'm sharing this morning, and it's just a testimony of our last 10 years or so, and all to do with India, around one scripture that is out of Ephesians. All right, Ephesians 2. Is it going up? Yeah. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I'll just separate out verse 8 and 9. Before we could really make a difference in India, before we could go in, God had to truly let us know, my wife and myself, that we belong to him. And it was an ongoing process. But in 1995, we got to the point where God set things up so that we as a family could move into India. So we moved in and stayed at that time until 2005. And I want to pick it up from 2005. And that's where verse 10 cuts in. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We came out for various reasons, none of them really bad. Celia had, before we first went into India, she'd gained a teaching degree, a degree in languages, and then added a year on so that she could teach. And then that she just sat on for the years that we were in India in various ways. She used it a little bit. Then we came out in 2005, and I just want to share two parallel things. While we were still in India, both of us travelled up to this area. Before, we were in a southern state of India, a big port city of 3 million. We then moved across country and met this girl who was from the tribal group called Khasis in this state where we now are working. Her name was Aarti. And the parallel story is, God, I believe, was preparing something for us when we went back in to India. We didn't know we were going back into India in 2005 when we came out. We had no idea. We'd set this girl up. She had a vision in this village to set up a school for the poor, for poor children. And we met her. We shared with her, we encouraged her, we believed that she was going to do that. So we sent her off to, she had a BA, but we sent her off to get further education over 2 years in a college, and she started doing that. We then came out of India, little knowing what God was doing, but he was preparing us to go back. Well, he definitely was, to go back in. I work with my hands. Celia is the clever one. She had a teaching degree. We came back in to Australia and ended up in the Aboriginal lands for 1 year, up in Central Australia, where Celia taught Aboriginal children. Then, well, she lasted a year, which was good. Then she got a job up in a place called Innisfail in northern Queensland, teaching Tiwi Islanders. Right? So over 2 years, she'd been with two different people groups, two different cultures, teaching. Then she got a job in Hanoi, Vietnam. And we moved there. And she taught there. While we were there, at the same time, we believed this girl, Artie, her name was, this tribal girl, we were supporting her. We believed she was getting on with getting a degree. Then sadly, this was the sad thing. We heard while we were in Hanoi that she was no longer interested. I won't go into the details, but suddenly the vision she had, the desire she had to help the poor, to set up this school, disappeared. It just went. And there was Celia and myself sitting in Hanoi. We had a letter in front of us that she was coerced to write by a friend who said, you need to let Mark and Celia know that you're not interested anymore. There we were sitting in Hanoi, and God just clearly spoke to me and said, are you willing to go back into India and pick up the vision that Artie has dropped? And I just, the end part, we'd been walking in Jesus for a long time. We'd had some very good teaching, and we'd seen that it was nothing about works, earning. We fell in love with Jesus, and one of my favourite book writers and someone that I just enjoy so much is a guy called Tim Keller, which you probably all have heard about. And he wrote an amazing book that I've read quite a few times called Generous Justice. And in it, he talks about basically falling in love with Jesus. And I suppose, and I can only say this humbly looking back over the years, but we couldn't have done what we did the first time we went into India with five children unless we knew that God loved us and we fell in love with him. And he said, would you go into India and plant a church? So we went in. We came out. Okay, it didn't work out exactly how we wanted, but we left a deposit. This time, from 2005, and I can only say this in retrospect, but God was graciously preparing us to go back in by taking Celia into 1, 2, 3. Well, in Hanoi, she was teaching what? Koreans and Vietnamese. And she gained enough confidence. And this is, I think, what God was trying to do in her, to go back in and not just teach, but start a school from scratch, curriculum, everything, in a totally different culture, to pick it up and to run with it. I had to go in first. I went in before her. So we got this clear word in Hanoi. Are you? Well, I got it. And I went to Celia, I can remember, and said, are you willing to go back into India and start a school, not plant a church? And she said, yeah. In retrospect, looking back, we've gone through some incredible battles. We had to give up one. I built a three-story structure where we started the school. We had to give it up to a family because they ended up not standing with us. We've gone through stuff. We didn't get arrested, but I nearly got arrested. I got taken down to the police station by armed people because, and this was amongst some Christians, didn't like what we were doing. Trying to move righteously, stand before Christ in righteousness. Anyway, she said, yes, we went back in. And I'll leave it at that because we've got a short video now where you'll hear from Celia and see. This was made by secular people. One of the beautiful things is that as we work to set up this school, we've had people come in, secular guys and ladies, mad people, mostly German, Belgium, that are riding from Europe across to Thailand or somewhere like that. And they call it warm showers. We've set up but there's an app called Warm Showers. And they stop off at our place, and we've had the privilege of being able to share with these Germans, Belgium, French people. And one of them said, I want to make a video, and this is what you just see, it's only 4 minutes, of the school. I'll leave it at that. Bless you all. Thanks for listening.
Today I'm Myself and my husband Mark, we have started the school about 11 years ago here in Nongstoin, which is a small town in northeast India. And the reason we came here was to try to set up a model type of school that could hopefully work anywhere where there are poor children in need of education and give them the opportunity to learn in a much better way than they normally would. And that out of that, as a result of that, they would be able to grow up and become a real vibrant part of their community with the ability to lead and to do different things that would make the community a better place to be in and to live in.
I like this school because I want to learn more history, and I like this school because I like to read and write.
I like this school because some people come and visit.
I like coming school because
of history, because it tells about the past.
In our class is colorful and I like to learn all the subjects and read books.
Hi, Molly.
Because I like to learn and study math and timetable. I like a picture.
I want to share with a friend.
And I like to learn math, social, science, and everything that is in the school.
Then you can get in touch with us. We have a website. We also have a page on Instagram, and we have an Facebook page. So you can contact us through either of those means, and we'll put the links up on the video. And we are always looking for people to come and help out in any way. You don't need to be a teacher yourself. But it's usually an experience that people find once they come here. It's different from pretty much anything else they've done before, because the kids here love having visitors and are always super interested and curious in whatever you're doing and very quickly become your friends.
So good. I'm so encouraged by that. And how good is it that we have a brother and sister that are doing some great things and just following God's lead? And ultimately, that should challenge each one of us to just consider, you know, how are we listening to God and how are we stepping out in faithfulness to Him? For those who are online, thank you so much for joining. We are unable to show the rest of the service, but we love you. Enjoy. And now we get to...